This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi there, Life Kit listener. We don't have to tell you that 2020 has been chaotic. The coronavirus pandemic has turned all our lives upside down. Suddenly, the straightforward parts of life, like going to the grocery store, felt scary and uncertain. Plans for school and work dramatically changed, not to mention the unbelievable amount of loss. And we know it's not over yet. But through every twist and turn of this exceptional time, Life Kit has been here to be an ambassador of sanity. From our coverage on coping with anxiety to finding virtual therapy, from confronting microaggressions at home to having tough conversations about race and identity in the workplace, from caring for elders amidst the pandemic while remembering to care for ourselves. Everyone needs a little help being human, now more than ever. So if Life Kit has helped you stay grounded this year, we have a favor to ask. We want to continue to be your support system in the new year. And one way for that to happen is for you to donate to your local public radio station. Just go to donate.npr.org/lifekit. Once again, that's donate.npr.org/lifekit. And please consider donating if you have the means. Thank you so much.
Here we are in what feels like the 11 billionth day of quarantine, and there is a lot of sorrow. And one of the ways that I've found to combat that overwhelm and the exhaustion is reaching out to folks in my life with gifts to remind them that even though I can't see them or hug them, that I care. I sent cookies to two of my friends who are dealing with COVID, and I sent my parents a bunch of doorstopper books to keep them busy and to remind them that I love them. But you know, I'm just a regular person. I'm no gift-giving expert. And I wanted to make sure that as the holiday season approached, that I was getting some advice from somebody who really knows what they're doing.
I really think any time is a great time to give a gift.
That's Tiffany Dodson, who's here with some evergreen advice that you can use all year round, not just during the holidays. Tiffany writes a lot of gift guides for Self magazine, where she works. She's put together roundups of gifts for the wine aficionado in your life, gifts for your friend who's obsessed with CoStar. I asked Tiffany why people give gifts.
Giving someone a gift is really just a physical expression of, you know, your love and appreciation for their value in your life. I think that's really just the larger meaning of gift giving.
This is NPR's Life Kit. I'm Julia Furlan. In this episode, we're covering how to give better gifts, whether it's homemade granola, a charitable donation, or a fancy bathrobe. We'll take you through how to think about gifting a loved one something that will surprise them and delight them.
This message is brought to you by NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options within your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Support for NPR and the following message come from our sponsor, Whole Foods Market. Host a celebratory brunch for less with 365 by Whole Foods Market. Featuring wallet-happy finds like cold smoked Atlantic salmon, mini quiches, organic everything bagels, and more. Plus, visit the floral department and jazz up your table with a beautiful bouquet of big, bright, sourced-for-good flowers. When the brunch has to be perfect and delicious, go to your local Whole Foods Market.
Support for NPR and the following message come from NYU Stern. What makes a good leader great? It's your own ambition, coupled with the support you need to take that next great leap. With NYU Stern's Executive MBA program in Washington, D.C., that's what you get. A robust curriculum balanced with convenience. Classes held one Friday, Saturday, Sunday a month in downtown D.C. Be open to excellence. Search NYU Stern EMBA in D.C. for more information.
What does gift giving mean?
Gift giving to me is really just all about taking the opportunity to show someone that you care and appreciate them. That's always really valuable, but I think especially right now, since, you know, we're in the midst of a pandemic and we're not able to see friends and loved ones as often as we normally would. And of course, we're under so much stress at the moment. And I think it's more important than ever to show, you know, someone that they're loved and appreciated with a nice reminder, like a gift.
Absolutely. I know that that's happened to me. I feel like I've been giving more gifts than ever just because it feels like you're reaching out to touch somebody, you know, if you send them, even if it's just a little letter, it feels like it's more significant than just a Zoom call or a video chat or a phone call.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I feel like, you know, you have experience doing this for self, for that particular audience, but I wonder when you're going to give a gift in your own life, what are the things that you consider about the other person?
When I think about giving gifts in my, you know, personal life, the first thing, aside from budget, of course.
Classic.
is really just like, you know, considering who the person is at their core and, you know, what right. interests they might have or something they might want to get into while they're at home right now and how I can best help them meet this moment. During the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I think that's like really important.
You know, if somebody lives in a small space or if they just like really have adopted that Marie Kondo minimalist lifestyle, they don't really like stuff.
I wish I did that more often.
Listen, same. What do you get for somebody who doesn't like stuff?
So there are a lot of creative ways to give impactful presents that someone can enjoy and, you know, just have a smile brought to their face from. Perhaps donating money to charity on behalf of someone would be a great option, whether that's $5, $10, or $100. You know, you could also get a gift card to maybe their favorite restaurant in their community and then take them out for, you know, a nice socially distanced dinner one night. Or perhaps they're okay with a little stuff, you know, maybe choosing to shop at a Black-owned business or a local store that could really use the support right now. I think those are all great options.
I want to talk about like doing good with your gift. I feel like there are a lot of causes to donate to right now. And I think that, you know, not even just donating, but like putting your money where your heart is and like supporting local businesses. Are there ways that people can think about gift giving as like an act of service to their community?
I do think that gift giving could be kind of like a double gift in a way, because you can easily give back to your community just simply by purchasing something and then giving it to someone that you care about. So it's kind of just like supporting your community all the way around, but also just, you know, supporting the person that you're shopping for also.
Yeah, times are really hard. I think a lot of people this year are having budgeting issues, of course. And I think it's especially difficult for big families or really families of any kind. So what are your suggestions for alternatives to giving a gift to every single person in a family?
Yeah, I think an alternative could be maybe just gifting something to your parents or grandparents, or just, you know, deciding that you and your significant other are just going to exchange gifts this year and then that's it. Mm-hmm. But I think you really don't have to spend, you know, a ton of money to, you know, give an impactful gift. And sometimes it feels even more special to celebrate big moments with small gestures of appreciation. Like, for instance, my sister, this is not really holiday related, but it's gift related. But my sister recently moved into a new home, and I surprised her with a bundle of small kitchen utensils that she didn't realize that she needed, like a whisk and a spatula.
Aww.
Yeah, thank you. But yeah, she was really touched, and it really meant a lot to her, even though, you know, the gift itself didn't cost me too much. But it, you know, made her transition a little easier.
Right, and it's like, I think that cliche, it's the thought that counts. It's popular for a reason. It's true. You know, even just knowing somebody is thinking about you is really meaningful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I guess my next question is, What are some of the things that everybody should ask themselves at that moment before they're shopping for a gift or as they're buying a gift?
It all, of course, goes back to budget. That's like number one, I would say. And then, you know, just keeping in mind what that is for each gift. And then honestly, being realistic about it and being thoughtful about who you're gifting, what they could use in their lives right now, or something that would genuinely brighten their day. And I think those are really strong starting points to think about when shopping for other people. And then also, I think, you know, a homemade gift is a great option as well. And something that shouldn't be ruled out, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you know, you can knit someone like a throw for their favorite chair or paint them a picture or bake them something delicious. I think those are all great options.
Absolutely. I think that people miss out on the homemade gift. I think the homemade gift can really be very heartwarming and sweet.
Definitely.
I have some friends who, I mean, every single year I look forward to this particular gift, which is that they make granola and they put it in little ball jars for everyone. And
I love
that.
They
put a ribbon around it. And like that granola, I wait all year. Could I figure out how to make it myself? Probably. Am I going to do that? No, I'm not going to do that.
I actually have a similar story, but not quite as delicious, but still heartwarming. Yeah, my fiance, we've been together for 10 years now, which is incredible to think about. But he actually handwrote me a poem and framed it. And then he gave it to me 1 year on Christmas, and it's still one of the most special gifts that I've ever received from him. And, you know,
sweet.
Thank you so much. It really didn't cost him anything to put together.
Exactly. Exactly. I feel like you can't discount those homemade gifts, especially now. One thing that one of my friends does that is so smart is like keeps like a running note of times that a friend has like mentioned something so that when it comes time to give that gift, you have a go-to like list of things.
Oh, wow.
I wonder if you have any sort of life hacks for gift giving.
I really think it really boils down to just knowing who you're giving the gift to. And I think just, you know, understanding who they are at their core, just really paying attention. And I think like what your friend is doing with like, you know, writing things down like over months or weeks is really smart because it's like you're really honing in on what that person needs, who that person is, and what like small things can help them live a little bit easier and just relax a little more.
Absolutely. It's being thoughtful, like putting thought into something, you know?
Totally. Totally.
Yeah. Just thinking back on like some of the best gifts that I've received, one of them was a video of all of my friends singing a song that I really love.
Oh, I love that.
And it was like so hard to put together. And, you know, it was just like friends from across the world. This was already in quarantine. So it felt really moving to get to see everybody sort of like singing some Beatles together.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like I don't want to forget, like homemade gifts can be digital too.
Right.
I'm thinking of this because you said surprises. Like that was such a huge surprise. It was really lovely.
Oh, wow. I love that so much.
Oh, my God. I know. If I think about it too hard, I'm going to start crying. What's the best gift you ever received?
Ooh, that's so difficult. It's really hard to narrow down, I think, but they're all meaningful to me. I do think that framed poem was really, really special. I still have it. So I think that's one of them. Definitely one of them.
Yeah. And what do you think qualifies like the best gifts that you've ever received? Is it that they're personal? Like what makes a really good gift, not just for you, but I guess for everyone?
I think something that's personal, something that feels really like the person giving the gift to the other person, like you see them. Even if that's like, you know, I know that you always lose your socks like every month. And I wanted to give you this beautiful pack of cashmere socks. It's a little luxe, but
listen.
Yeah, something like, just like that they know that you get them. I think, you know, a gift, that's really what it comes down to.
Also, you just said something that like sparked an idea in my head, which is like getting somebody a little bit of a fancier version of something that they already have.
Totally.
Like I have socks I don't have a lot of cashmere socks, but I sure love them, you know, like, and it's the kind of thing I wouldn't buy for myself, you know, like I wouldn't necessarily like spring for the extra luxe version. Mm-hmm. So springing for something that's like a little bit of the fancier version of whatever it is might be a cool idea.
Absolutely. If you can afford it and, you know, it's within your budget, then I definitely think like go for it. I mean, gifting or the holiday season is really the time to kind of like go the extra mile when it comes to gifts, I think.
Absolutely. I was just looking at this account that I follow that's called No Waste Japan. And it's a woman in Japan who has all these like little tricks for living life with less waste. Mm. And she had this like beautiful scarf that she was wrapping a gift in.
Wow.
And it was like a beautiful technique for tying the scarf around a gift. But I wonder, what are your suggestions for wrapping a gift or for giving a gift that like has that fun element of like opening the gift?
Yeah, I'm all for that. I love that, honestly. Although I'm the type of person that will really zhuzh up a gift by going to Target and just getting all the fixins for like the top, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. They look so good.
They honestly do. But, you know, I do honestly have kind of mixed feelings about gift wrapping, you know, because mm-hmm. on one hand, it can be a little bit wasteful to some extent mm-hmm. just because of with the paper. Just it's not exactly eco-friendly all the time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a really nice way to make someone feel extra special about what they're receiving. Gift wrapping can be beautiful and eye-catching for sure. And then, you know, there's also the option of being a bit more eco-friendly and maybe like wrapping your gift in something that you already have, like a natural material, using mm-hmm. twine and things like that, pine cones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Smart. Pine cones. Yes. I one year like really went all in for gift wrapping, but I used newspaper. And then I made sort of like a collage on the outside that was like related to the person.
Oh, wow.
You know, that can be really fun. It's so time consuming.
No, I love that. That's like, you know, like the throwback to when I was in high school, like my sister used to always make collages for me, like, you know, and you would frame them and things like that. I think mm-hmm, that's super special. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. Can you give some advice about how to give like a particularly sentimental gift? Like what are the things that go into a gift that feels really emotional?
I think perhaps maybe a simple gift like that represents a family member that maybe passed away, or perhaps an heirloom within your family that's being passed down can be super sentimental. And I think just telling the story that accompanies the gift can be an emotional experience for the recipient and the giver. But I think it's important to, you know, have these conversations, and just this is another way to express that. It's more about the sentiment behind the gift than the gift itself.
As we often do here at Life Kit, we're going to round up all of the things that we learned today in a tidy little bow for you. Our first takeaway is, before you start shopping, consider your budget. Keep it in mind and stick to it. Our second takeaway is that homemade gifts can be extremely meaningful. And, you know, they're much less expensive. Our third takeaway is, get creative about where you're getting your gifts. You don't always have to go to a big retailer, and oftentimes a smaller seller will have a more personal touch. Takeaway number four is, consider how you can do good with your gifts. Maybe there's a way to give back to your community. You could shop locally, you can make a donation in someone's name, and you can support a Black or Indigenous-owned business. Our fifth takeaway is, gift wrapping doesn't have to be wasteful. Consider using recycled materials like old newspaper or brown grocery bags, and you can dress them up with something that you already have laying around, like magazine cutouts, stamps, or even pine cones. Our sixth takeaway is, you don't need to splurge on a gift to show your love and appreciation. It's a saying, but it's a saying because it's true. It's the thought that counts. Oh, and here's a bonus takeaway. Not all gifts have to be a physical object. You could put together a heartfelt video. You could plan a very safe, socially distanced weekend getaway. You could give coupons for babysitting or back rubs. You know, get creative. And here's a tip from, you know, 11-year-old Julia, who didn't want to be seen in public with her parents. one of the most embarrassing gifts I ever gave was when I was like peak preteen. I was like 11, and I gave my dad a coupon for a hug in public. And of all the things that I've ever given him, I think he still has that one. For more NPR Life Kit, check out our other episodes. They're all wonderful. I've hosted one about camping and another one about how to read more. You can find those at npr.org/lifekit. And if you love Life Kit, which I know you do, and you want even more of it in your life, subscribe to our newsletter at npr.org/lifekitnewsletter. And now a completely random tip, this time from Kate Epstein.
If you like to eat peanut butter or nut butters that tend to separate, if you store it upside down, and every time you take some out to eat, you flip it back over, usually there'll be some perfectly mixed nut butter adhered to the lid when you open it.
If you've got a good tip, leave us a voicemail at 202-216-9823 or email us a voice memo at lifekit@npr.org. This episode was produced by the fabulous Audrey Wynn. Megan Kane is the managing producer, and Beth Donovan is our senior editor. I'm Julia Furlan. Thanks for listening.
What does it take to really make amends? And how should we navigate our digital spaces? I'm Anoush Zomorodi. Each week on NPR's TED Radio Hour, we go on a journey with TED speakers who help us answer some of life's biggest questions. Join us. Listen now.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Charles Schwab with their original podcast, Choiceology, hosted by Katie Milkman, an award-winning behavioral scientist and author of the best-selling book, How to Change. Choiceology is a show about the psychology and economics behind people's decisions. Hear true stories from Nobel laureates, authors, athletes, and more about why people do the things they do. Download the latest episode and subscribe at schwab.com/podcast or wherever you listen.
This message comes from Capital One, offering commercial solutions you can bank on. Your business faces specific challenges and unique opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services, custom-tailored to your short and long-term goals. Backed by the expertise, strategy, and resources of a top 10 commercial bank, a dedicated team works with you to support your success and help achieve your goals. Explore the possibilities at CapitalOne.com/commercial.
Is it possible to engineer our way out of the climate crisis? Some entrepreneurs want to shoot particles into the stratosphere to combat global warming. Experts say regulations on this technology aren't keeping up. The world of solar geoengineering on the latest episode of The Sunday Story from NPR's Up First podcast.